This is MSO News Sports. I'm Bill Newell, and we are joined by Emma McGonigal, the new field hockey coach at Hamilton Wenham High School. Emma, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Well, congratulations on the new job, coaching back in the Cape Ann League. You were a player at Triton, played college ball at Franklin Pierce. And Emma, first up, tell us about how your journey has you ending up at Hamilton Wenham right now.
Yeah, so I've been coaching at Seacoast United since I graduated college, and I've always wanted to coach high school, but I never really thought I could make it work with my full-time job. Vanessa Cadaras was the JV coach at Hamilton Wenham last year, and she told me the position opened up. I connected with Craig, and we were able to make it work.
Yeah, Craig Genualdo, the athletic director at Hamilton Wenham High School. Tell me, what is Seacoast United? Tell our listeners about that.
Yeah, it's a club program with age groups aging from U10 to U19. I actually played for Seacoast United during my high school years, and we have different locations in Massachusetts and New Hampshire.
Well, Emma, I think you may be coming to Hamilton Wenham a year too early because they're going to get those new nice turf fields at some point, but not so much this fall, I don't think, right?
Yeah, right. We'll be still playing on the grass this year. I did that during my years at Triton. Obviously, it's a lot harder, different style game, but we'll be able to make it work.
You know, I understand that, and I know that's true, but you are right. I mean, it is a total. It does seem like almost a totally different game from grass to turf.
Yes, it is a total different game. The speed, the skills that you're able to do on the grass are slightly different than those on the turf.
What's your plan with Hamilton Wenham? Do you keep the same kind of coaching staff? Is that kind of a thing, or what's your plan for this fall?
Yeah, so I actually have a new JV coach as well, Julie. So she's coming in, and she's going to be coaching the JV team. I know we're going to have an eighth grade waiver. So with the JV team, I want to try to focus on, like, the fundamentals, the basic field hockey skills. And then with the varsity team, I want to see where they're at and then build a strong defensive and offensive team.
Yeah. Have you had a chance to meet with the members of this year's varsity team at all yet?
Yeah, I did meet with a few of them last week and just introduced myself and had some basic conversations about preseason and whatnot.
All right. I want to put the Wayback Machine on. And Emma, tell me about what are some memories from playing at Triton as a high school player?
Yeah, definitely my teammates. Being on a team, there's really nothing comparable. You have a great group of friends. I also had a great career at Triton, probably playing in the Massachusetts Big 6, the All-Star game, my senior game. That was cool. I got to play with the best players from all around Massachusetts.
When you were in the Cape Ann League playing at Triton, what were the power teams back then? I get it, not that long ago, but what were the teams that people were gunning for?
Yeah, Linfield was always competitive. Manchester Essex was competitive my senior year. And then obviously Watertown was always a powerhouse in the state tournament.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. So on to college at Franklin Pierce. Tell me about that and how that all happened and what in some highlights from college.
Yeah, my junior year, I decided that I wanted to play in college, so I started playing for Seacoast, and I just started the recruiting process. I reached out to Zoe Adkins, and I went to clinic, and I got offered a scholarship. I fell in love with the school, so I attended there. I was a forward for 4 years. I was a member of the academic all squad all 4 years. And same thing, like, my teammates were my best friends, and they easily helped me get through college.
What about a game or two? What is that? Something stand out at the college level?
Definitely one of my first game for sure. I started my freshman year that game, and just having my family there, it was just kind of like everything came full circle.
That's neat. I want to just ask you maybe one or two follow-up questions, and that would be coaching influences and how you view the role of, in this case, we'll say a high school coach, or maybe even how it varies a bit from high school to college. But what are your coaching influences as far as field hockey is related to?
Yeah, obviously I played for Donna Anderson. One of her biggest things when I played at Triton was fitness. This is a huge part of field hockey. So I share that mentality of, like, we need to be in shape and do conditioning. But then also I played for Leah Booty at Seacoast, and she really focused on the fundamentals and breaking stuff down and doing progressive drills. So that's something that I want to bring to Hamilton One-On.
All right. And so now you're back. You're dealing with high school students, not as a player, but as a coach. And I'm sure you're all set for that.
Yeah, primarily coaching U19 for Seacoast. So I kind of already have the swing of high schoolers, yeah. But I look forward to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Emma, is there anything else you'd like to share with us on, again, being named just recently as the field hockey coach at Hamilton Wenham for this fall?
No, I don't think so. I just thank Craig, obviously, for giving me this opportunity. It's been something that I've always dreamed of doing.
Terrific. Well, Emma, hang on the line, but thank you so much for joining us. Emma McGonigal, new field hockey coach at Hamilton Wenham High School, with us here on MSONewsSports.com.